The medical journal Infections and Immunity published peer-reviewed data that found vaccination with two doses of Epivac Corona developed an immune response. However, the Phase 1 and 2 trials only included 100 participants. Phase 3 is underway, which will test the vaccine on around 3,000 volunteers. The vaccine is already being used in Russia's mass inoculation campaign, albeit in small quantities compared to Sputnik V, the country's first COVID-19 jab. There have been additional concerns over Epivac Corona because it generates a different kind of antibodies, which cannot be detected with a normal test. Its developers insist that it does form protective antibodies against the virus. Julia Chapman, Moscow.